Hi, this is Jacqueline B, reflecting on miracles. I was seeing a client this morning, and a very familiar story is that many people come to me, and the first time they come, they are feeling pretty bad, pretty confused. Sometimes they're feeling broken. Sometimes they're feeling depressed or lost. They're often feeling at their wit's end, dark. They don't know what to do next, struggling. And not in a good place. Often not in a good place. And we have a conversation, we have a session. I talk to them about psychology, about how the brain works. Very simple stuff. And following that, we then book in the rest of their sessions. So usually if we've made progress during that session, we'll book in 6 sessions to follow on and review it after that. And then what happens is they come to me in the second session and they are transformed. A completely different person. They tell me about all the positive things. They tell me about their enlightenment. They tell me about the steps they've taken. They tell me about how they're feeling, which is different for different people, but it's always far lighter and healthier and more positive than they were a week ago. And this is wonderful, obviously, it's brilliant, and I love it, and they love it. And I was just reflecting on that they then sort of feel like, well, if that happened in one session, imagine what it's going to be like at the end of 6. And of course, that isn't always the case, that we move forward in leaps and bounds. Often things start to occur after that one session, during the next 6, careers start to be formed or business starts to be clear, the mind gets calm, peace is found, relationships improve, life just generally improves. But not exponentially. It's that first session, it's that first conversation that opens the door, and then the light comes through, things improve gradually, and sometimes exponentially, sometimes not at all, over the next few weeks. And I was just wondering, I wonder if they're disappointed when it doesn't, all these miracles that happen to them in the first place, when they don't transpire to happen every week, I wonder how they feel. And of course, that's me putting my spin on it, that's me requiring something from it, wanting something, having some attachment. But it's interesting to sort of reflect on, actually all stems from that first time, that first conversation, that first opening of the gates, of the floodgates. After that, it becomes a grounding. And by grounding, I mean the clarity and confidence to do whatever they want to do. The first time opens the door to possibility, opens the door to positivity, opens the door to hope. After that, it's a deepening of resilience, of clarity, of confidence It's a clarity of desire. It's a freedom, a freeing up of all the things that held you back. And then it's just living, living, and letting life unfold and doing whatever is next. So I guess there is the miracle, that freeing. And how blessed am I to do this work?